This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Primary day across the land. Some interesting results. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right at the top, we talked to our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How about McCain? How about Rubio? Wow. Kind of a wild primary day, don't you think?
Well, definitely on the Wasserman Schultz, she got 57% of the vote, which considering she was chairman of the Democratic National Committee, is very well known. That's not so good. I mean, she won it against Canova.
Right.
He only got 43% of the vote, but still, that was pretty, that was closer than I'd like to be if I were her.
Yeah, razor thin, absolutely. You know, something that obviously we've been talking about Donald Trump a lot. I call it the war of words and attrition, perhaps. But Donald Trump is planning a trip to Mexico. Wow, I was stunned when I heard this. Flush that out for us.
You were stunned, so was I. Apparently, the president of Mexico invited both candidates to go, and Donald Trump took the bait, and he is making his immigration speech tomorrow in Arizona. But first, he's going to Mexico.
Wow. Wow.
That makes hand, that, I'm sure.
Yes, that makes that speech even that much more interesting, I think, to me. Just absolutely crazy.
We'll be watching for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about, too, what's happening with the president's schedule, you know, there's always the joke about golf, and there's the joke about how often he's going to Hawaii, but he is going to Hawaii, but apparently he's got some work that he's doing along the way.
What?
Whoops. On that note, I think we lost Ellen Ratner. Wow. Oh, we got gotcha. You.
Still here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sorry.
No worries.
One of the things that I think is fascinating about him is first he's going to make a speech as he goes out there. I think he's stopping in Nevada to open up a large section of what will now be federal space. And then he's going to Hawaii, and then he's going on to the G20 meeting in China. So he's not really spending very long in Hawaii. He's also opening up a marine area there as well.
So we move from what the president's doing daily up until the time when he vacates the White House to Hillary Clinton and these emails that are dogging her. Apparently, the FBI might publicly release the report sent to the Justice Department. Wow.
That is correct, and if it happens, it will happen tomorrow, most likely. That's what CNN is reporting, and we have no doubt in our mind that that is actually what might happen. This will either get rid of it for her, finally, or it'll continue it. And I just don't know because I haven't seen the report.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, clearly Trump is going to make a big deal out of it. There's one way or the other.
yeah, no doubt. We know that for sure. And I'd be remiss not to ask you this because I know you knew her. I knew her just a little bit, but I know you must have known her well. Dr. Joy Brown, how sad to hear of her passing.
It's shocking. I knew her very well.
Yeah.
It's really quite astounding.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's one of ours. It's one of our people that you and I have worked with for years. And
yes.
She certainly was huge on radio, a good friend of talk radio for sure.
Yes.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, here's what I would say for people listening to know the significance of Dr. Joy Brown. She was in a market in New York for 15 straight years on WOR, which was a heritage station, and she really had an impact on the business, didn't she?
Well, she had a huge impact because she was, first of all, one of the first psychologists that actually got a wide listenership, and it wasn't just sort of problem-solving on air. She really commented on a lot of what was going on. She also made friends with a lot of talk show hosts, so it wasn't like she was a lone ranger. She really did connect with the industry and people who were doing talk, and that's what's so shocking.
Yeah, yep, I agree. Very sad. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
So to tell you a little bit more about that, Dr. Joy Brown is somebody who was a colleague for sure on the network, on the GCN network. The network that you're listening to me on was syndicating Dr. Joy Brown. And you know, as Ellen said, she was a rarity especially when she first jumped into the business as a radio psychologist. And she was also a film critic. And she, you know, she was somebody who, if you looked early in her career, you know, her syndicated show was one of the longest running call-in therapy shows in the United States. And she was very kind of direct, I guess, in her approach and what she said to callers. And she tried to not get caught up in a whole long-winded thing or go down what I would call a rabbit hole. And people probably know this if they listen to her at all. She was known for her signature one-year rule, which talked about people who have lost a spouse or a partner because of a death, a divorce, a breakup, that they should wait a minimum of 1 year before resuming any kind of a relationship, a romantic relationship with anyone. She also had a television show on the Discovery Health Channel back in 2005, which was a one-hour simulcast of her weekday show on WOR. And, you know, she, as I said, was an author. She wrote a lot of dating and life-type style books. She had a book called, she did a book called It's a Jungle Out There, Jane, Dating for Dummies, that kind of thing. And boy, oh boy, often compared to Laura Schlesinger, but she was certainly unique in her approach. And she was part of the Genesis Communications Network. This team was syndicating her radio show since September of 2014. So she was actually coming up on two years of being syndicated here. And she died in her New York City home on Saturday. The story goes that I know of is that she had been talking with her sister on the phone. The line disconnected. They believe it had something to do with her heart. She was a very young 71 years old. The last time I ran into her and had a conversation with her, I remember thinking I had no idea how old she was, and she really, really looked good for her age. So this is a really shocker, no question about it. And for all that she did out of New York City, she was born in New Orleans, and she actually went to Rice University in Houston, Texas. So Dr. Joy Brown, her legacy is her approach of the sort of no-nonsense way about what she did, and she will be missed. So RIP to Dr. Joy Brown. Sad, sad, sad. We move on, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Tonight, let me flesh out a little bit more on the politics front of the primaries. I think Ellen really summed it up best. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was probably the biggest surprise because of the amount of the vote that she actually captured, which was, it was very, very thin. Her win. John McCain had a test from Kelly Ward, a conservative who was 33 years younger than McCain, and he turned 80 on Monday. So she was running on that he's too old. He's too old for a sixth term, but it didn't matter. He won the primary. Marco Rubio, first term senator, faced off against a wealthy businessman. And on the Democratic side, and he won that. Congressman Patrick Murphy defeated Congressman Alan Grayson and is going to take on Rubio in November. Because going into the night, which was interesting, four incumbents had lost. Republican congresspeople, Renee Elmers from North Carolina, Randy Forbes from Virginia, Tim Holzkamp of Kansas, and, of course, indicted Democratic Congress person Shaka Fatah went down in the primary. So, I mean, McCain was a clear winner, 55-29. It wasn't close. And the closest was the test of Wasserman Schultz, like we've obviously
obviously said. She took it, but it wasn't, it was not an easy one. Let's put it that way. So that's, you know, the Florida primaries. And it's interesting, we talk about having $1 billion to be president, the amount of money that you have to spend. I'll tell you what, the amount of money that you spend when you're running in these Senate primaries, like the Rubio deal. So Rubio reverses the decision to retire. And like I said, Murphy, the Democratic congressman, they're going to go after each other, you know, all the way through this. But there were the guy that went after Rubio on the Republican side spent $7 million of his own money. Grayson, who I mentioned, had a hard time winning over voters because there was a lot of reports about he abused his ex-wife, and he was also just crushed in the fundraising, or I'll say, yeah, fundraising efforts by Murphy, who took him easy to task. But $7 million was spent against Rubio to try to knock off Rubio. $7 million to try to dump that seat. And the businessman, the wealthy businessman, obviously, Carlos Baruff was the or Baruff was the guy who went after him and had no success in that arena. I'm not surprised, because I would think that he would win that seat back, even with first I'm not coming back and then I am. He definitely had enough fans to or votes to push him over. As kind of an odds and ends deal here, the one thing that isn't intriguing, I think, I always say that America Tonight is about what's buzzworthy, about what you're talking, what you're really talking about. When you're pumping gas, when you're whipping through the grocery store, when you're picking up kids from school, when you're walking the dog, when you're hanging out with the buds at some watering hole somewhere. And one of the crazy things that happened that got a lot of attention, and it probably was because of the reaction, was the goaltender for Team USA. Her name is, if you don't know the story, her name is Hope Solo. And Hope Solo was suspended. You know, she was the antagonist a bit in Brazil. People were yelling Zika, Zika when she first, you know, when she first, in her very first game in Brazil for Team USA. So check this out. She was dropped by U.S. soccer. I mean, she was dropped. They said, forget it. They dumped her. And I mean, she's a two-time Olympic gold medalist and a world champion, and they booted her. She was suspended. So the video made the rounds of Hope Solo reacting to it. Check out what she has to say. Hope Solo, on the moment she was suspended for her Olympic outburst, this is how she reacted: a 6-month suspension from U.S. women's soccer.
Six months suspension, no pay. Terminated contract. Effective immediately. Terminated contract. Not just a suspension.
How can they do both?
It's both. 17 f***ing years and it's over. 6 months suspension, no pay.
Yeah, so she was, you know, obviously F-bombing, and you could hear it being bleeped out. But she was in tears. She was stunned. She said, 17 years, you heard her. She shouted. And there was a camera crew from a documentary series that was there in Seattle to capture her reaction before her meeting with the United States coach Jill Ellis and the Federation chief executive. So anyway, the decision to discipline her came after she called the Swedish team a bunch of cowards after they eliminated the United States in the quarters of the Rio Olympics. So definitely one of the best goalkeepers in the world. Absolutely. You know, she hugged her husband after she said a few things. Then she went back to the camera, pounded her hand on the table and said, you know, terminated contract, not just a suspension. And so the U.S. soccer president said that the comments she made were unacceptable and don't meet the standards of conduct we require from our national team players. So some applaud the decision, but they're questioning whether Solo, who has been the crusader for better pay for female players, was actually punished more harshly than a male player would have been. And that is fair to wonder that. And, I can't answer that question. I know that she's a handful and that, of course, that always makes it easier to say adios. And she did say something that could put her in that position. But she is the greatest goaltender in the world, and now she's no longer part of Team USA. So there's a few controversial moments that have come out of the Rio Olympics. Rather, Ryan Lochte, who lost so many endorsements, there was a big announcement on Tuesday of not of losing an endorsement, but getting an endorsement for this crime prevention device called RoboCop. So he does have an endorsement deal. He said, you know, he held up, I saw a thing that little press thing they had. He held up this RoboCop device. It gives off a startling alarm. He says it can get you out of a bad situation. And it has definitely been confirmed by the company that he signed an endorsement deal. They're not saying what the terms of the arrangement are, but he's got it. Remember, Lochte was the swimmer who admitted he was drunk and exaggerated his claim about being robbed at gunpoint at the Rio gas station. And he was ditched by a ton of major sponsors, including Ralph Lauren, Speedo, and a mattress company called Airweave. Wow. So he picked up another deal. Good for him. And he's going to appear on Dancing with the Stars. Your thoughts, the mailbag, next.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is a Lord Swang production.
We have 8,000 members of the National Guard ready to be mobilized if we need them. We are going to do the right thing. You have great local leadership here. You have great emergency management team here in Hillsborough County in this part of the state. You actually have it all across our state. But everybody at the state level will be prepared and will be prepared to take care of this.
In this community, we know where the low-lying areas are. We know where the areas are that hold water. In the city of Tampa, we have barricades pre-positioned already in the event that we need to deploy those barricades. Use common sense. Do not drive through standing water.
Florida, you know, every time we are on the air, we are very conscious of Mother Nature and what she is serving up to so many people across the land, right? So I have a lot of family in the great state of Florida. In fact, there are a lot of affiliates, fine affiliates that we have in Arcadia, in Sarasota, in Tampa, and other places in the Sunshine State. And you know, this is the deal. So we just got through the primaries. I went through the whole Wasserman Schultz deal and Marco Rubio and his opponent and what his opponent had spent in, you know, going up against him. And then we're talking about, you know, now we're talking about the weather in Florida. And listen, as Bob Buckhorn said, you're going to hear him there, the low-lying areas. He's the mayor of Tampa. And Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, saying, you know, we're at the ready with the National Guard. And of course they are, because this is what they deal with if they get a particularly bad spell, whether it's a hurricane, tropical storm, you know, whatever it might be. So if you're one of those people that scopes out the Weather Channel, then you know exactly where we're at with that. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the possibility of, again, the massive deluge, I'll call it that, that is about to really hit that state, and weather in the state of Florida is interesting. They say in Texas, wait 15 minutes if you don't like what's happening weather-wise, but I think really in Florida, it's crazy. It's really like that. So you've got a hurricane and tropical storm watch that's been issued. You have a tropical depression 9 that is just aiming for the Florida Gulf Coast, and that is trouble for those of you listening. And for those of you who may be headed there, by the way, now we've got Labor Day coming up right around the corner. In fact, at the tail end of this week, some of you may already be making plans to take off or are ready. You're gone and you're listening to me in some other place. So thanks for tuning in, but maybe you're headed there. So Tropical Depression 9 is fighting wind shear, might gain enough steam to become a tropical storm. Wednesday, it turns toward the Gulf Coast, heavy rain, gusts of winds, could also produce the flooding and isolated tornadoes, too, that often can be spawned as a result. And, boy, just earlier in the day, I sent a note to my family saying, I see nothing but tropical storm watches and warnings all up and down where you guys are living, where every single one of you live, that it looks like it's that bad if it hits the way it possibly could hit. Its dead aim is Tampa. It is moving in, and I'm looking at the weather forecast now, and boy, it's bad. And it depends on the intensity, which can certainly change. The impact is going to be that heavy, heavy rain, and that's it depends on how that what happens with that moisture in the systems and what it happens along the sort of eastern and southern flank of it. The bands of heavy rain could kind of hit along the south of the pass over the Florida Peninsula, possibly by Friday even. Possibly. Florida Keys. They're talking about maybe 5 to 10 inches of total rainfall and isolated amounts of 15 inches. And we saw what happened in Louisiana when they got that heavy, heavy rain in such a short amount of time. And that, again, is the concern of the mayor of Tampa, watching the standing water, thinking it's okay, and the governor of Florida talking about the National Guard and hauling out the National Guard. All right, I said that this segment's for you, and that means you can always jam on the phone lines at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. What do you think of Donald Trump taking up the president of Mexico's offer to go to Mexico, and he's going to go there right before, the Wall Street Journal first broke the story, right before he does his immigration deal on Wednesday. And, I mean, this is a quick trip. He's bouncing into Mexico, bouncing out to do his deal with Arizona. And the president, Enrique Peña Nieto, he's going to meet him first and then go do that speech. And Trump announced it late, and it was confirmed. What a development this is. Because he has vowed repeatedly he's going to build a wall along the southern border of the United States to keep out illegal immigrants, and has said he's going to persuade Mexico to pay for it. You think the president of Mexico will, like, hand him a check? I give you a blank check if you become president. I don't think so. But I do believe it was clever of the president of Mexico to throw that out. And I don't know, what could he possibly find out? What could he possibly find out by going there? What could possibly be that little tiny piece of information that could be brought back that would just blow your mind? Well, if the president of Mexico said, yeah, I'm going to chip in for the wall, which, of course, that's not going to happen. But that is, that may be, of all the, like I say, buzzworthy stories, that is the wildest of all of them. What a development. What a development. I mean, now, if there's a way to cut a deal, like some kind of deal where he says, if you're a president, you know, I'll do X, Y, Z and work with you on the whole trafficking issue. If there's some, if there's something with drugs or human trafficking or whatnot, which could be what could come out of that meeting, that's what Trump would be able to hang on to in the Arizona speech that he's making. So for Trump, I think it's a no-lose situation in a sense, because he can come back and report whatever he says. You know, he can come back and say, I told him that we can't continue to have this situation, whatever it is. And it would, I think, have to play into the favor of Trump. That only makes sense to me, right? Only makes sense that he would take it, and he would take that meeting because it gives him a little bit of an edge. A little bit of an edge coming into the presser in Arizona, specifically geared toward addressing his immigration policy. In the meantime, while that's happening south of the border, north of the border, and on the left coast in San Francisco, you have the San Francisco police who are actually weighing in, very vocal, about Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, saying that the NFL has to denounce his stupid statements. Wow! Even New York Police Department's Bill Bratton is saying Kaepernick is choosing the wrong forum for a protest. So why would the San Francisco police care and jump to the middle of this and say, you know, he's got to denounce what's going on? The NFL has to do it. And this is why, because what they're saying is that by not separating him from his actions by, and this again is the police, Kaepernick has embarrassed himself, the 49er organization, and the NFL based on a false narrative and misinformation that lacks any factual basis. This is the San Francisco Police Officers Association. The president, Martin Halloran, wrote a letter to the 49ers president and the NFL commissioner and Kaepernick saying that, you know, we acknowledge his right to speak his point of view, and we stand by that. But we also recognize your organization's ability to denounce his foolish statements and separate yourself from the actions. And to refresh this, if you don't know, just tune in and say, what is she talking about? Quarterback, 49ers, Friday night in a game against the Packers, sat on the bench during the national anthem before the preseason game this past weekend, told the media it was in protest and was very specific. Said he wasn't going to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. He said it was bigger than football and would be selfish on my part to look the other way. And here was the kicker to the police. There are bodies in the street and, ready, people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. So that is going to gig the police. And, of course, San Francisco police are going to react to that, because it's those officers who have to protect Kaepernick and ensure the venues where the NFL holds their events are protected. What's the NFL going to say to this one? Mailbag coming up next, I swear, here on America Tonight.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health. For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later.
They may have some fun a little later.
Trucks, outdoor
boats. Rock it on to you, you, the tall guy in the back, the woman sitting right in front of him. I know you're dying to hear what we have to say in this version of the mailbag. So on that note, we are heading to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I love it. I do. Love it. All right, so, you know, the mail is interesting this time around, and I don't really censor the mail, so I tell you what people write to me. I'm going to give you a couple tonight where there's like a lot of heaping the praise on this show, and someone who's super critical of something I said on the show, and I say bring it on. It's just like left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. All right, so let's roll to it. This one is from Joseph, listening to us in Illinois, because he says, this is Joseph in Illinois. Kate Delaney, I love your show. I love the way you think. I wish you all the luck in the world. I get so scared that you're going to bounce out of what I think is a tough career and do something else. Trust me, there are people out here that really like you. Even though I don't always agree with what you say, I do agree with lots of it. And I like the fact that you put different people on, different perspectives, and you always call for others to answer the bell. And you create that space where people can have the conversation. So thank you. High praise. Then I got this from Bendon, who said, "You're an ass. I'll never listen again. You need to get the hell out of sports." Ryan Lochte said he was sorry, and you made sure you dogged him for a long time. "I couldn't go to sleep tonight. You're horrible." And I did talk about Ryan Lochte, and I'm paid for my opinion, and it's about my perception and your perceptions. That's why I always say it is a space for you. And I did answer his email back. And I always say this, there is always a choice. If you don't agree, you can flip. I couldn't be more American. Trust me. I'm all about the red, white, and blue. And yes, I was critical of Ryan Lochte because I think he was very arrogant in his term of over-exaggeration. He was lying and trying to wiggle out of it. And I thought that was lame. I mean, whether or not at some point some of what happened with Brazil wasn't good, and of course it wasn't, and I did say that, but he was the one who messed up. He was the one who made up the crazy cockamamie story in the first place. And then was embarrassed by it. I think he was a guy who got loaded, was in the car, they stopped at the gas station, and then the events ensued, and he didn't want to have that out there. Of course he didn't want to have it out there. I mean, this has happened with other athletes, but he would have been better to just say it, "Hey, we had too many, this stopped at this, you know, restroom and a gas station," and it would have been so much better. But again, different opinions. So then I got this one from Wendy. Kate. Oh, the election. "I am so tired of the election. It's so refreshing that you talk about other things as well. If I had to listen to you drone on and on and on about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump constantly every second and saying the same thing, I just don't think I could listen anymore. I hear it across the board, and I guarantee some of those people are making probably 90 times more than what you're making, but good for you to go down a different highway." Yeah, trust me. Sometimes that highway looks better on the other side. I know what you mean. And you know what? I respect anyone who does this for a living, who is out there and they're doing whatever it is they're doing, whatever their, I'll call it brand. I hate that word, but whatever their brand is. Yeah, there's all kinds of people doing the yap thing on the radio. And here's what I like. I like the fact that we still have radio. I like the fact that people still do tune in. I like the fact that it isn't all about being off the air and getting all material off the air. I think that radio is still very relevant. And I love the medium. I do, because I started off as a television anchor. And I like TV. TV's great. You know, I was just doing a thing for CNN about a month ago. I was on CNN on the Nancy Grace show twice, and it was fun. But, you know, here's the thing. With radio, I find that it's much more intimate where the audience gets its say. And to me, it's about you. Honestly, it's not about me. And that's why I really try to hammer home that if you have something to say, don't be afraid to belly up to this virtual bar and spit it out, or send me the emails. So I respect emails that are critical, that like what we're doing, that talk about whatever it is that we're talking about, or they add something different to the show. Like this one. This one is from Charlie. And Charlie says, "Kate, did you see, I heard you mention one time on the air that you had a friend in college who lost some of her family members to lightning. And that story really stuck with me because I kind of was a person who just fluffed off lightning, if you know what I mean. I didn't I mean, it's not like I would stay outside in lightning, but I didn't run hysterically away from it like I'd see so many other people do now. I always take cover after listening to what you had to say. And I heard that there were reindeer that were killed by a lightning strike. And then I also heard that there were cows, a lot of cows that were killed by lightning. Do you know anything about these stories? I do. The cow story, 13 cows, boom, went down. A tree was struck by lightning. They were looking for cover. They were under the tree. They all went down. They all died. The reindeer thing, same thing. Lightning hit in the area, boom, all went down. And it was shocking. You know, it was shocking to hear that story that lightning killed over 300. But it's where the lightning struck. And to reiterate this, because I'm sure many of you don't know the story, I've said it a few times probably over the years on my show. I had a friend in, great friend in college. Her name was Christy. And we, if we were somewhere on the campus and it started to rain, you know what? She wasn't going anywhere. She wasn't running for a car. She wasn't just immobile. And so in getting to know her, why is that? You know, we'll grab an umbrella, we'll do whatever. Because her father and her brother, who was a good golfer and had a chance at getting a PGA card, he was young, had a good chance at that, they were golfing. And it started to light. It was lightning. It was striking all over the place. And this was at Ohio University. And it hit the green. And they were, and gosh, they were killed. And I guess I didn't think about it either. The reindeer, until that story, the reindeer was actually over 300, right? So it was 323. It was in central Norway. And it was these lightning strikes. And, oh, my gosh. And you see the pictures. And just like the cows, down. I mean, they're just down and gone. And it looks, I mean, it almost looks like, it's crazy. It almost looks like they just fell over. But that's just how lightning is. If it hits a certain area, I mean, you know about people being burned and surviving. It's really can be that deadly. So let's put it that way. So thanks for bringing that up. Actually, I thought that was, oh my gosh, I thought that was just a crazy, crazy story. All right, one last one, and this one is from Paul, who says, boy, I heard you talk about Huma Abedin. Not a big fan of Hillary Clinton's or her aides, but good for her that she dumped that idiot wiener. You wonder why she didn't do that the first time around. He obviously has a problem, but when you take your own son and you're sexting with someone and he's sitting on the bed next to you, that is so, so weak. I hope she gets full-on custody and gets as far away from him as she can. All right, thanks for all the emails. Just go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Somebody asked me about that. Click on contact and let it rip. That's how you can reach us.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world,
One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.